My name is Afrin Sipariwala. I was 21 years old, just out of college, and staring out of a window at my home in Mumbai, and I was sobbing like someone had just died. I had decided to accept a job at Google. Why was I crying about being offered a job at a company known for being a great place to work? Because I was turning my back at my dream of becoming a film producer and taking a corporate job. But I felt like I couldn't say no to Google. Well, I lived that corporate life for 8 years and had some great experiences, including traveling and some amazing relationships and moving to the US. But I also felt deeply unsatisfied at what I was doing, and I felt like I wasn't true to myself. So a year ago, when I found myself in a similar position, sitting in a room in Seattle, staring out of the window, being told that I was being let go of, I felt really sad and embarrassed for a second and horrified, but then also deeply relieved. Like the universe was pushing me towards finding more meaning. It was a turning point. I was turning 30 that year, and I was ready to follow my heart. I decided that I was going to take some time off that spring and soul search and find a meaningful way to live. And it was spring in Seattle. I was unemployed or funemployed. I started going to climate events and met some amazing activists, and I began to see the same faces over and over again at these events and started to get to know them and get involved. I began to learn and understand the root causes of climate change were not just about cars and plastic, but deeper, capitalism and racism and globalization and so many other intersecting issues that evoked a lot of energy and passion in my life to fight. So when it came to time to think about what I wanted to do for a living again and think about how to pay my bills, I decided that I wasn't going to go back to a corporate job. I was going to be serving my community and empowering those that had been marginalized and work with other people of color. A lot of conversations that we as activists have is about what we call a just transition, and this is a vision for a better world. And that inspired me to turn away from wanting to go back to having a 40-hour-a-week job where somebody else earned the profits, but inspired me to think about starting my own co-op, a way to be empowered as a worker and an owner, but be responsible and accountable to each other and the community. And my journey exploring what brings more meaning to my life has completely transformed my life. How I value my time, what I buy, what I do with my money, and how I treat people. And I know that I didn't want to go back to the corporate world, and this is where I have found myself. A lot of my work is fighting against these proposed oil train terminals and coal terminals in the region. And how it connects to India is that a lot of this fuel is being transported to be sold in Asia and India and China. And also hearing about stories of how grassroots organizers in India don't want this fossil fuel to come there, but it's the big corporations. And these are corporations that are American corporations that have gone there and set up their factories and offices in India. And so the people the poorest people of India are being offered monies to give up their homes and their land so that coal power plants can be built. And these people are refusing that money because they recognize that this is wrong. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Afrin Sipariwala.